Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is your dear boss speaking, and welcome to the summons to your surrender place. And we are saddened by the departure of the feast at home last week that we have witnessed. But of course, this is your Drupal speaking, your solo prayer leader for this morning, every weekdays and Saturdays, from 5:30 onwards. And so without further ado, as we begin, let us remember that we are in the loving presence of God. And as an act of faith, let us do the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for summoning us to your surrender place. Quiet our mind, body, and soul. As we rest in your loving heart, we invoke the Holy Spirit to be with us, to pray with us, and for us. And we claim your blessings, O Lord, as we declare our prayer for abundance. Today I receive all of God's love for me. Today I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healings, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I'm God's beloved. I'm God's servant, and I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, and our fellow feasters, sweethearts, kapuso, kapatid, kapamilya, at this moment, we invite you to be in complete silence as you come to your surrender place. And just as Father Bob have said in his introduction on the previous summons to surrender place, breathe in God's love. Hold it for at least 5 seconds. And as you breathe out, imagine the love of God surrounding you. But when thoughts come in, silently breathe the prayer word the Lord has given you. It can be mercy, Jesus, Maranatha, come Lord. You will hear a bell sound at the beginning and at the end of the 10 minutes. Complete silence. And now, as we continue to bask into his presence, let us talk to God silently and say our prayers to him. Let us pray for the church and its leaders. Let us pray for the people you love with thanksgiving. See our petition prayers, especially for the peace of our country. And resolution of the wars, especially in Russian-Ukrainian conflict and internal conflict in Sudan. Let us pray for all the sick and dying, especially those inflicted with COVID, cancer, and other illnesses. Most especially, say our other petition prayers and prayers on our concern. Before we pray the liturgy of the hours, please make sure that your ibrivary app is ready already. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I heard it said all the day long, where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise Him still, my Savior and my God. My soul is cast down within me, as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters, your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day, the Lord will send His loving kindness. By night, I will sing to Him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down? My soul, why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise Him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, why are you cast down, my soul? So now that the surging waves of your indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your good forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Lord, show us the regions of your mercy. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power, as you have used us to show them your holiness. So now use them to show us your glory, thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Gather all gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, show us the regions of your mercy, and the vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard. Yet the span extends through all the earth, the words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the sun of truth and justice, shining upon the mankind. Illumine our eyes, that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hand. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bore your name, O Lord, God of hosts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A responsory. Sing for joy, God's chosen ones, give him the praise that is true. All together, sing for joy, God's chosen ones, give him the praise that is true. Sing a new song to the Lord, give him the praise that is true. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All together, sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is true. Our Gospel Canticle. Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free. Altogether, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. He swore to our father Abraham to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free. Our intercessions. Our Savior has made us a nation of peace to offer acceptable sacrifice to the Father. Let us call upon him in gratitude. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. All together, preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. Christ, eternal priest, you conferred the holy priesthood on your people. Grant that we may offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. In your goodness, pour out on us the fruits of your Spirit, patience, kindness, and gentleness. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. May we love you and possess you, for you are love. And we may every action of our lives praise you. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. And may we seek those things which are beneficial to our brothers without counting the cost, to help them on the way to salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. Preserve us in your ministry, O Lord. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty Father, you have brought us into the light of a new day. Keep us safe the whole day through from every sinful inclination. May all our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what is pleasing in your sight. We ask this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, let us lift up to God the prayers and concerns of the people with us in this on-air and online prayer, as we all together pray the prayer of surrender. Lord, I surrender my entire life to you. I surrender to you all my loved ones. I surrender my family and my friends and everyone I hold dear. I place them all in your loving arms. Take care of them. I know you love them more than I do. Lord, I let go of all my attachments. I let go of all my achievements. I let go of all my possessions. I let go of all my fears, worries, anger, regrets, and dreams. I also give you my weaknesses, failures, and sins. I trust you, Jesus. From now on, your will be done in every area of my life. I am yours. I will serve you forever. Thank you, Lord, for your graces. May we always carry the love, peace, and joy that we have received from you. May we become the channel of your love to others. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, as we have done with this solo version of this Summoner Surrender Place, may we invite you to pray with us every day at around 5:30 in the morning. And of course, if you need more time for our prayer, you may refer to the Cathedral of the Good Shepherd Singapore YouTube channel for the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And before we let you go, we would like to welcome you home to a feast nearest you. Especially if you're here in Dasmariñas City, which is our base. We have Feast Dasmariñas every Saturday. And for those in Metro Manila, we have Feast Bay Area every Sunday. And for other schedule and venues, please do visit feast.ph for more information. And of course, the Summoner Surrender Place is hereby acknowledged to a feast at home, Mega Manila Regional District, especially Feast Bay Area, and also Feast Dasmariñas for the collaboration that we have done almost since 2021. And there is a story behind this, especially our founder, Brother Bo Sanchez, got infected with COVID-19, almost dying. But of course, when he got recovered, of course, this is our mantra already for every morning that we wake up. And of course, this is our powerful prayer habit every morning that we have to practice for. end that ends this summons your surrender place.